copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
Jesus was with his disciples for 40 days after he was resurrected. He had one thing on his heart. He spoke to them about the kingdom of God and the expansion of the kingdom of God. One of the most tangible ways that the kingdom of God is expanded in our world today is by the planting of new churches. We're looking at the book of Acts and the plenary sessions in the morning, and what we will discover is everywhere where evangelism and converts grow up, there are new churches that are birthed. So church planting is very significant in terms of expanding the kingdom of God. It is one of God's preferred ways of expanding his influence, his rule over the hearts of men and women and society, and in order to change society. David talked about who you are. He said, you are visionaries. He said, you are passionate people. He said, you are entrepreneurial. But what he did not say, I will say to you right now, you are the company of the discontented. You are thankful, but you are dissatisfied. You do not want things to stay the way that they are in your life, in your ministry, in your country, in our continent. You are the dissatisfied people of our world, and that is what God loves. God loves to work with people who say, I will not live with things that are the way they are, the status quo. So we are here to rock the boat. We are here to bring you out of your comfort zone. We are here to give you new information, new vision, new ways of doing what you have been doing, ministering to those who minister in the area of church planting. Now, in the 500th year since we've started the Reformation, it's important that people talk to you whose names are Martin. Martin. Unfortunately, we don't have Luther with us, but we have a Robinson who's not yet here, but he will be here by faith. I claim Martin because I will start this presentation and Martin will finish it. When we look at Europe today, there are two issues that confront us in Europe in a special way that the rest of the world is not involved in. The two issues that are very, very pressing on our continent and on our minds are conversion-based church planting. The way that we plant churches in the Western world is we gather Christians, we give them a common vision, a common goal, a common way of accomplishing that vision, and then we send them out, and then they begin to evangelize and to make disciples, but it is organizational church planting. When you look at the New Testament, though, you find that the norm in church planting was always conversion growth. So Lydia comes to faith and people in her oikos or her relational network, and that forms the new church. Cornelius comes to faith and people in his network, that forms the new church. We need to get back to the New Testament manner of planting churches. Newly converted people create newly created churches. And then the second great challenge is this. You've heard the phrase, the fruit of an apple tree is not an apple. It is another apple tree. We need to go beyond the other apple tree, church planting by addition, to see a whole orchard of churches, a whole orchard of apple trees raised up in our cultural setting. So the second big challenge that we have is to see a church planting multiplication movement on the face of our continent, Europe. That's what we want to talk to you about this morning. Church planting multiplication movement, because it is not happening in Europe. When David Garrison talks about, and David Garrison is the big guru in terms of church planting multiplication. He's written Church Planting Movements. That's sort of the Bible of movements. When he begins to describe movements in Europe, I believe that he hiccups. So he describes the Alpha Course movement, and he describes the gypsies who are coming to faith in Jesus Christ in great numbers. And if you come from Romania or some of those Eastern Bloc countries, you know that gypsies are coming to faith in great numbers. But they are not reaching other European cultures, and they are not planting churches. And the Alpha Course movement is not a church planting movement, it's a church growth movement. So we have yet to see a church planting multiplication movement in Europe. Why is that? Why is that? I would like to talk to you this morning, and Martin is not coming, okay? So this is new news for you and for me, and I hope that the Holy Spirit gives me what Martin would say to you, which I have on paper. I can give that to you, but first let me give you an overview of what David Garrison has said in his book. You don't have to buy his book, you just have to listen to me. And then a guy by the name of Steve Addison, who has also written on movements. So let's talk about all over the world, but not yet in Europe, church planting multiplication movements have been raised up. Why is that? What are the principles behind movement that Garrison and Addison talk about? What are the reasons for movement, and what can be done to see a movement generated in Europe? First of all, David Garrison, his definition of a church planting movement is this: church planting movements are a rapid and multiplicative of indigenous churches planting churches with increase in a given people or population segments. So they're rapid, they happen very, very quickly. There's a thing that we talk about in church planting called the gestation period. So it's the time between you plant a church and the time that that new church plants another church. Our gestation periods in Europe are way too long. Did you know that it takes a female elephant 630 days to bear an elephant baby? 630 days, almost 2 years. It takes a female mouse 20 days to bear between 5 and 10 mice. That's why we have mouse traps and not elephant traps in the world, because our problem is not the elephants that are being reproduced, but the mice in great numbers. Now, we need to talk about, in terms of church planting, what are our gestation periods? We need to reduce the time between church plants to at least 3 years in Europe. That is our challenge. Incidentally, for you as church planters and leaders of church planters, this is what I want you to consider. What God has for you is always above and beyond your means and capacity to engineer. God's vision for your life and ministry is always above and beyond what you can do and what you have done. If what you are trusting God for is concomitant with the past pattern of ministry, then you do not have a God-sized vision for your life or your ministry yet. You need to ask God for something that you have never done before, never seen before, and have not yet trusted Him for. So what God is giving you is a vision for something that is above and beyond your means and capacity to engineer. So it is a rapid multiplication of indigenous churches around the world in your segment of population. He has looked at movements around the world, David Garrison, and he's a Southern Baptist leader who is no longer with the Southern Baptist group. But he has looked at movements around the world, and he has come up with 10 principles of movement. And these are these 10 principles. He says movements are started by extraordinary prayer. So we heard last night about Spurgeon taking people to his tabernacle, to the boiler room, where 300 people prayed while he preached. And he said the secret to his preaching ministry and church ministry was the people that prayed. The secret to movements is always prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is an expression of my weakness. I cannot do what God is calling me to do in my own strength. And it is an expression of his might. He can do what I cannot do. Prayer is weakness, an expression of weakness and strength as well. And then he says, all over the world where church planting movements are raised up, there is abundant evangelism. Many, many different methods used to evangelize, and many different emphases on those movements, evangelism movements around the world. Then he says, thirdly, it is intentional planting of reproducing churches. When you talk about church planting as a paradigm, like looking at physical birth, in church planting, there are no natural church plants, no natural births. Birth is always induced birth. So if you are not intentional about planting churches from newly planted churches, you will never get to church planting movement. If you do not want it, it will not happen. If you're not trusting God for it, it will not happen. You will never drift into a movement. Just as a pianist will never drift into becoming a concert pianist. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, a lot of intentionality. Then an emphasis on the authority of God's word. God has spoken, he has revealed himself in the scriptures, and we have a foundation from which to speak and work. Local leadership, leaders raising up leaders. The operative motto of your life should be, I would rather be a kingmaker than a king. If all you want to be is the king or the emperor, you will never get to a movement. What you need to do is invest your life in raising up many, many new future church planters. You are the shepherd of church planters, raising up local leadership. And that local leadership is not often seminary or Bible college trained, but it is generated from the ministry itself. If we only rely on seminary-educated church planters, what we will have is a trickle of those people, because that is the bottleneck. We need large infusions of leaders for church planting, and those will be lay leaders, oftentimes in the start by vocational leaders. We need house churches, although we'll get to that. We need house churches, says Garrison. All around the world, church planting movements are finding their place in houses. We need churches that plant churches. So just to be a newly planted church and to grow the church to become bigger and bigger is not a healthy thing. The church needs to be healthy enough to reproduce itself. That is a healthy church. If all you want to do is become a mega church, well, you're never going to be a healthy church. You may be big, but you're not going to be healthy. The health is determined by the reproductive activity of your church. And then rapid reproduction. How quickly does it take for you to plant a church? And those are healthy churches. You do not have to be a big church to be a church planting church, but you do need to be a healthy church. There is a church that is probably the most important, powerful church planting in the world, and it is near Los Angeles, and it never has more than 50 members in it. But every year it sends out 10 of its members to plant a new church. It is a small church. It is a healthy church. It is a reproducing church because it has emphasized disciple making within its own ranks. So these are David Garrison's movement criteria. Now, what about Steve Addison? He also has criteria, but they are only five. He talks about white hot faith. Uwe talked about you are passionate about the Lord and church planting. You need to have white hot faith to see a movement. Commitment to a cause, the cause of planting a new church. Contagious relationships. Church planters, movement leaders are often people that can connect very well to non-Christians and to Christians alike. Rapid mobilization. So raising up people, indigenous leaders very quickly and sending them out and being adaptive in your methodology. That means you will always be in experimental mode. You will always be trying out new things. That's the entrepreneurial part of your makeup. Well, what are the if we take these two approaches together, these two authors on multiplication, what are their seminal emphases? Well, they would say churches are defined as house or cell churches. Most churches are led by lay leaders, by vocational pastors, who have no formal theological training, in highly relational cultures. Non-Christendom tradition is their background. So they do not come from our tradition of having long 2,000 years of church as a background. Europe is the exceptional case, and this is what we need to talk about. Exceptional in our lack of church growth. Only 20% of our churches in Europe are growing. 80% of our churches are plateaued or declining. And with church growth, we mean that conversion growth. At least 5% of our new members have come to faith in Christ through our ministry in that church in that year. So it's conversion growth. 5% or more is what Wagner talks about. Europe is exceptional in that people have been in great, great droves walking away from the foundations of Christianity in Europe. So we have many, many people getting out of the Lutheran, out of the Catholic Church, and even out of some free churches or non-state churches. We are exceptional in moving from a mission sending base to becoming a mission field. Europe is a mission field. And what we are experiencing is that people from traditional mission fields are coming to Europe to evangelize Europeans. The largest church in the Ukraine is pastored by a Nigerian. Now, he's got a terrible theology, but it's still, he's from Africa, and he's leading Ukrainians to come to faith in Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Okay, but once upon a time that was the case. Yeah, but we are finding that God is blessing migration. People are coming to Europe from the classical mission fields to bless our continent because we are not getting the job done. He is taking in other people, and then there is an exceptional lack of God awareness in our European culture. People have moved on from God. They said, I tried that, I was confirmed, I did a little bit of church, but it really wasn't relevant to my needs. I'm moving on, I'm into psychology or education or social justice or whatever. So there is an exceptional lack of God awareness in the European culture. We have a special situation. Why are there no movements in Europe? Prayer movements are present, but they are often disconnected from church planting. So you have the prayer house movement in many cultures, in countries, but these prayer house movements are not connected directly to church planting. If you want to see a movement, you've got to connect the two. They need to be married. Prayer and church planting must be married together. Church planting initiatives are often resource heavy as compared to resource light. That is, we do a lot of front-end education in training people to be church planters. We do too much of that. You know, Jesus, when he educated his disciples and discipled them, he did it just in time. The way we do it is just in case. We give you lots of information that you'll probably never use, except for certain situational things that might come up. So we need to retool the way that we educate. There's a lack of boldness or confidence in our evangelistic endeavors. We may evangelize, but we don't really expect God to show up in the hearts of the non-Christian. And so because we don't expect it, God doesn't show up. So there's a lack of confidence in what God can do. Failure to see image structures to undergird cell church beginnings. Image structures to undergird cell church beginnings. That is, failure to see beyond the cell church, beyond the next thing that we've founded. You've got to have bifocal vision. I have bifocals because I'm over 40. I'm actually 58, but I look like I'm 57. And many people say to me, you're right. But one of the things that with age is your eyes get weaker, and so you have glasses and you have bifocals. Church planting is just like that. You need bifocal vision. As you're planting the church with your nearsightedness, you need to have farsightedness going along with your nearsightedness. You need to see both directions. Close to you, the work that you're doing, but beyond the work that you're doing to the work that you should be doing from that work. So we need to have ministries that go beyond what they do to reach into the areas that we need to reach into. Absence of training to mobilize non-professional leaders. On-the-job training for church planters. Not to move them out of their context, but to keep them in their context to do on-the-job training so that they can keep living and working in their communities, building relationships, but we can give them the tools that they need to be more effective in terms of church planting. And probably more that is happening in Europe than we realize, but there are very few ways of connecting signs of hope. So, those are key insights in terms of movements that are happening around the world, with the big exception of Europe. We come from a Christendom model, where even the non-Christian, the secular person, says, if Christianity is to be happening, it is happening in a cathedral, in a church building. It will not happen in a house. That is cultish. Even in the minds of non-Christian secular Europeans. So we are up against some great challenges, and we need to talk about how to succumb these challenges together. The best ideas to see movement happen in Europe have not yet been thought of. And the best ideas are thought of in dialogue with one another. As we begin to talk about the challenges, new ideas begin to surface. Sometimes we do not know what we think before we've said what we think. And as we say it, we begin to realize, oh, that's really what I think about that. But as we do it in collaboration, we will come up with new thoughts, new ideas. So the best thoughts in terms of movement have not been thought about and talked about until today. We want to have those kinds of discussions and those kinds of thoughts.